Ling Yi was their leader, and she was sending them headlong into danger, possibly even to their deaths. She forced herself not to dwell on this, on every possible awful outcome. She needed to keep the surge of panic at bay. If Ling Yi lost focus, her friends would pay for it. It was a huge risk to blow up Jin Corp the same night they needed to save Zhao. But they couldn't use the fire alarm ploy twice. It was tonight or never. Still, it hadn't felt quite real before. A challenging game, a far-fetched fantasy. But there was a sense of finality tonight when she had kissed Iris once before the group departed. They had all agreed to do this, had worked for months toward this end, but planning and doing were two very different things. She feared for their lives. Ling Yi studied the 9 video feeds pulled up on her wall screen. 3 were from the body cams attached to Iris, Victor, and Arun, following their every movement. The other 6 were from Jin Corp, with 1 trained on the main entrance and lobby, 1 directed at the back door her friends would use, and another showing Zhao, who was slumped in a chair, unmoving. She toggled between various corridors and areas in Jin Corp with the other 3 feeds. Ling Yi paced the small area of her sitting room. Iris had always insisted they needed a bigger apartment, but Ling Yi thought this was perfect, cozy. She had chosen to orchestrate everything from her apartment tonight instead of their headquarters. Headquarters was too filled with the presence of her friends, echoes of them at every turn. She hadn't expected to feel the same hollow emptiness in her apartment. Iris wasn't sprawled on their sofa, napping, with a hand tucked beneath her ear, her favorite pose. She was nearing the back entrance of Jin Corp, and from her body cam, Victor and Arun were right beside her. Ling Yi tapped the screen that showed Zhao in that basement room littered with old machines. Flickering fluorescent light illuminated the space. She stared at Zhao, trying to detect any movement at all. The rise and fall of his chest, the jerk of a knee or shoulder, but saw nothing. There was no sound from Jin Corp's feeds, and she was terrified for him.
"You there, boss?"
Victor's voice came in close and clear, as if he were standing beside her in the room. Ling Yi jumped. "Here, everything looks good." She made her tone light, not letting the anxiety slip in. They needed her confidence and guidance so they could do their tasks quickly and right. "The building's quiet. Move fast. I won't have access to the security system until the fire alarm is triggered." If a security person happened to see them slip into the building, it'd only make things harder.